man's part in redemption, and that's in verses 3 and 4 and 5. I'm going to read those. This man came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." And Jesus responded to him, "Truly, truly, I tell you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus said to him, "How can a person be born when he is old? He cannot enter his mother's womb a second time and be born, can he?" So, man's part, that tells us man's part. But what is God's part in this third chapter? I think it's verses 16 through 17, which simply says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that anyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but so that the world might be saved through him." Now, this verse 16 that we're going to focus on is commonly thought of and spoken of as the golden text of the Bible. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So what we need to do is what we generally need to do with any study that we're going through, is to look at the biblical context of divine love. And I've used a lot of different sources of commentaries and pulled some good thoughts from them and then made them into my thoughts. So some of the interesting notes for our learning in John 3:16 sets forth the significance of divine love in five different ways. And in that verse, its author, who would be the author of divine love? That's God. Its character, we're talking about divine love. What is its character? In this verse, the next two words, love. So loved. What is its object?
The world.
The world, thank you. What is its gift?
The Son.
The Son, his only begotten. And what is its purpose? That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is divine love, all wrapped up into one verse. But of course, there's much more on it. Much more context on divine love can be gleaned by us looking at verses 16 through 21.